I'm Senator Susan DeChambeau from District 32. I represent, I'm going to name them all, Dayton, Arundel, Lyman, Elford, Kennebunkport, Port, and my hometown of Biddeford.
Good morning. I'm Lisa Keim. I represent Senate District 18, which is much of northern Oxford County, and two communities in Androscoggin. And we would be here a long time if I named all the towns, so I won't.
Good morning. My name is Danny Martin. I represent House District 150, which is located in northern Aroostook County.
Good morning. My name is Tinny B.B. Center. I represent House District 93, the town of Owl's Head, and the city of Rockland.
Good morning. My name is John Spear. I represent District 92, which is the towns of Cushing, Thomaston, St. George, Matinicus Island, and my hometown of South Thomaston.
Good morning. My name is Representative Chad Grignon. I represent District 118, Harmony, Athens, Cornville, Bingham, north up into the Moose River Valley.
Good morning. I'm John Madigan. I represent District 115, Rumford, Roxbury, Woodstock, Sumner, and the township of Milton.
Thank you, committee. Again, my name is Paul Davis. I represent Senate District 4, which is all of Piscataquis County, parts of Somerset and Penobscot. And we also have with us today our analyst, Lucia Nixon, sitting over here, and our clerk, Rebecca Harvey, sitting over here. Move right along to LD 1567, an act to amend the Archives and Records Management Law. Represented by Senator Cates of Kennebec.
Good morning. Good morning, Senator Davis and Representative Martin and distinguished members of the committee. I'm Roger Cates, and I represent Augusta and surrounding communities in the Maine Senate. And I present to you LD 1567, an act to amend the Archives and Records Management Law. I do this on behalf of the Secretary of State, who is here this morning. The intent of this bill is to update our archives law and records retention policies to reflect changing technology and to revisit the way archival and record retention decisions are made. And I would characterize this really, as you'll hear, as more of a housekeeping bill than anything else, despite its length. My own interest in the subject, Mr. Chair, stems from the Government Oversight Committee review of record retention issues at the Center for Disease Control several years ago. As a committee, we concluded that the entire subject of records retention in the various departments of government needed to be revisited, along with another look at archival policies. To that end, we've had regular updates from Secretary of State Dunlap, and his office has developed this legislation to help us move forward. I'd like to thank him, as well as State Archivist Dave Cheever, for their attention to these issues and the passion they bring to the subject, as well as other members of their staff. With the permission of the committee, I'll leave an explanation of the details to speakers who follow me. There's nothing very sexy about the subject of records retention or the archives, but I think we all recognize the importance of keeping a public record of how we operate, both for our own use and for those of future generations. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Questions? Comments? Thank you, Senator. Thank you. Those who wish to, are there any legislators or co-sponsors wishing to speak on this? Seeing none, those who wish to speak in support of this legislation.
Senator Davis, Representative Martin, distinguished
Mr.
members.
Secretary.
Distinguished members of the Committee on State and Local Government. My name is Matt Dunlap from Old Town. I am the Secretary of State for the State of Maine, and I'm here to testify in support of LD 1567. This is our department bill, which proposes to modernize the archives and records management laws. As many of you may recall, during the second session of the 126th legislature, as Senator Cates stated, the Government Oversight Committee spent a great deal of time reviewing the current record management practices within state government with an eye towards improving record management practices statewide. This bill includes many of the recommendations that came out of the Records Management Report presented to the Government Oversight Committee in April of 2015. In the records management area, it promotes guidelines for electronic records, strengthens records management responsibility and accountability by the agencies, and modernizes and expands membership on the Archives Advisory Board. This bill proposes to adopt a policy statement on the retention of non-permanent records and defines the term records retention schedule. It requires all branches of government that transmit records to the state archives to work with the archives to develop and or update records retention schedules, which will help to ensure that non-permanent records are destroyed after the retention period expires. This will free up valuable space at the archives. It also defines in greater detail the two organizational units within the state archives, the archive services and records management. The bill proposes to change the qualifications of the Archives Advisory Board members from, quote, having an interest in the history of the state, unquote, to a membership that has expertise in the administrative, fiscal, legal, and historical value of records. Members are appointed by the Secretary of State based on recommendations from the governor and other entities. We believe the proposed membership will serve the state well now and into the future as the use of digital records increases. The bill also removes obsolete language to reflect current practices, and I'm happy to answer any questions of the committee at the pleasure of the chair at this time.
Questions for the Secretary of State. Representative Madigan.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good morning, Secretary. On the summary on the bill, it says that it also removes a reference to funding a full-time position that was eliminated. So that position's not needed in the...
Yeah, we've had a number of reorganizations within the archives over the last, well, 40 years, but most recently, yes, there's a position that was eliminated and is no longer needed to be referred to in the statute.
Okay. Others? Representative Rodway.
Good morning, Mr. Secretary.
Representative?
I do like the bill. I would maybe make it a suggestion that maybe we include school records from school districts in this and somehow work it in. My school district has, you know, we have it in your permanent record at school. They really do, and they're required to keep those records forever. And it's a huge expense not being able to digitize those records. My own school district, we were spending money to restore records that got moldy while we laid off 19 teachers. So if we could do anything to do something with that expense that the school districts go through, I'd love to see it in here.
I think that can be certainly part of the broader discussion around record retention. We're really concerned here with the retention of state records, official state records. Nonetheless, it's important for people to understand that about 80 to 85% of our vital records are actually held in towns, in museums, in libraries, in town halls, in schools, as you point out. And we work pretty closely with towns to maintain a lot of those records, which have value beyond the confines of the municipality. One of the things that we've been engaged in, this is the positive side of digital archiving, and the challenge of digital archive is how do you preserve digital records? But the positive thing is that we can actually digitize a lot of things, and we've been scanning a lot of records in the record center and freeing up a lot of space. And being able to image documents and then you'd be able to destroy voluminous boxes of records that they do have value especially the non-permanent records. But the permanent records is something that we can talk about. I think the Archives Advisory Board, this is one of the things that we really wanted to jumpstart the Archives Advisory Board and get it more engaged in this more modern era of electronic records and what you do with records that are just simply increasing in volume and size and leaving entities like the school district in your area in that type of a position, absolutely.
Others? Representative Madden?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Secretary, I want to make sure I understand what you just said in regards to the suggestion just posed by Representative Ordway. Is it your opinion that although school records are vital and clearly important, that they not be included in this piece of legislation?
I would not suggest that, Mr. Chairman. I would say that as we parse out what our role is in the archives, it's really confined to state records, not local records. And school records kind of stand on a bridge. They're not necessarily local records, and they're not necessarily state records. But I think coming up in the records retention schedules that the archives has been developing through the Records Management Center has also been extended to assist local record keepers as well, because their records intertwine very profoundly with state records. And a lot of times when you're dealing with public policy at the state level, if you don't have access to some of those local entities, you're working very much in a vacuum. So I would not say to not include that, but we certainly want to section the policies so that the state policies on state records can then be co-opted by the local entities as well, much like we do with election law. Election law is really confined to state and county elections, although we use it for federal elections, and then if a town doesn't have a charter that governs how they do their elections, then it defaults to Title 21A. So something, a similar structure, I think, would be in order.
Thank you.
Others? Representative Speer?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I noticed that the current law excludes, in the definition of a state agency, the current law excludes the legislature, and this law, in these proposed changes, include the legislature. I was just curious, what was the thinking behind that? Or
well, we've been working pretty closely with the legislature. Legislature tends to be the master of its own records. Secretary of State is keeps the journals of the legislature under the Constitution. So, you know, when we're working with three different branches of government, the archives, it manages the records from the executive and judicial branches. The legislative branch has historically done sort of its own thing, although we do house the master files from the legislature and the journals as well. So that's really clarifying language more than anything.
Others? Anyone? Senator Kine.
Good morning. I was just wondering, the members that make up the advisory board, the language that I see here is all underlined, meaning it's new. So I was wondering, how was the board made up before, with how many members and chosen by whom, and then how did you decide on this makeup?
We're actually starting at the beginning with this language. When the archives was created in statute in 1965, the archives advisory board was constructed much the way you see in this new language. Because it was ahead of its time, we amended the law and basically put in the current language about someone having an interest in the history of the state, basically people that we identified who are willing to serve. I think what we have found is that because of the changing nature of records and the importance of them, we wanted to have that foresight back in play and have people from specific areas of expertise be named to the Archives Advisory Board. And also understanding the Archives Advisory Board can also reach out and create subcommittees of people who are not members of the Archives Advisory Board to advise the Advisory Board on areas of technical expertise that may not require a full-time member. But the number of people on the board has really been dictated by people who are willing to serve and how long they're able to stay on. We have not had an issue achieving a quorum, but we want to make sure that that is not going to be an issue in the future. I've been to some of the archives advisory meetings. These are people who work extraordinarily hard and care an awful lot about, you know, the disposition of records retention schedules. In fact, one day I was with the archives advisory board, and I think they were reviewing records retention schedules from the Department of Marine Resources, and I finally had to leave after about 4 hours. You know, they were really pounding this thing to pieces and making sure that the public trust was being kept. So we're lucky to have these people volunteering to do this sort of work.
Anyone else? Thank you, Mr. Secretary.
Thank you, Senator.
Others who wish to speak in support of this legislation? Anyone? Seeing none, those who wish to speak in opposition to this legislation? Seeing none, anyone wishing to speak neither for nor against this legislation? Seeing none, we will close the public hearing on LD 1567. Representative Martin.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would move that we suspend the rules and move ourselves into work session in regards to 1567.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Discussion? Representative Pickett?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. I just have one question. I didn't recognize it until after the secretary had left, and we may even have to call him back, but I think he said about volunteer service of the committee, correct? And but on the on page 7, and it talks about the advisory board, and it says the voting members shall elect a chair, and then the last sentence it says voting members must be compensated as provided in chapter 379. Can you tell me what that what that compensation is, because that doesn't sound like volunteerism to me.
Just one moment, please. Lucia, can you look that up for us real quick?
Yeah. So this is the statute in Title V on administrative procedures and state boards, commissions, committees, and similar organizations in general. And the language on compensation of board members: members of board shall be paid a legislative per diem, another specified daily rate of compensation, and so forth, is established for each board. So the standard is the legislative per diem, or the board could.
Representative Pickett.
I was pretty sure that's what it was, okay. But I just wanted to be clear. So they donate their time, but they get a per diem on their meeting.
That's my understanding, yep.
Others? We have a motion to go in a work session. It's been seconded. We've had that discussion. Those in favor of the motion to go in a work session? It's unanimous. Representative Martin?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Chair, in regards to LD 1567, I would move ought to pass.
Seconded. Discussion? Those in favor of the motion ought to pass on LD 1567, raise your hands. It's unanimous.